Umpire mechanics. When calling balls and strikes, plate umpires should be in the slot. That is the space between the batter and the catcher. They should be very close to the catcher so that they can see the pitch all the way into the catcher's glove. When they squat, their chin should be even with the top of the catcher's mask. They should be locked and still. Once the pitch reaches the catcher, umpires should pause, then make the call, standing up to call strikes and staying down to call balls. If the ball is put into play, they should run into the infield, passing on the third base side of the catcher. If working alone, the umpire should run toward the pitcher's mound, arcing to the right if there will be a place at first. When working alone, umpires need to get to the middle of the infield as soon as they can. When umpiring, position is more important than proximity. Strong umpires hustle to get the best angle on the play. The best umpires move their feet a lot. This is one of the biggest factors judged when rating umpires. As the ball arrives at first, the umpire should be still, should see the ball to conclusion, should pause to make sure the ball has not been dropped, and to make sure they know what happened, and then should make their best call. If the ball is hit close to the foul lines, umpires must stay at the plate so they can call fair or foul first and then head into the infield. When two umpires are working as a team, the responsibilities are divided. Calls at different bases are assigned to one or the other umpire. They flash signals to each other, reminding themselves who has which responsibilities. Now, no umpire may ever overrule another umpire. In the rare case when one umpire has information that the other umpire does not have, they can meet and discuss the play. One umpire can give information to the other umpire. Example, John, I know you couldn't see it, but the first baseman dropped the ball. It is then up to the other umpire to decide if they have a reason to change the original call. We do not take a vote. We do ask for help. We do not overrule our partners. We do share whatever information we have when necessary, and we make our best call, and then we all move on. Remember, umpiring is a job designed to be handled by four people, which our umpires are handling alone or in pairs.